Portillo's is open for business, welcome signs are disappearing from lawns, and Bloomington's mayor is being investigated by the state police. Those are just a few headlines you heard in the array of news this week. I'm Bailey Steelman with a recap of GLT's top stories. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he expects to be fully cleared by a state police investigation related to his recent trip to Japan. State police confirmed Thursday that they're investigating Renner's office. Renner recently traveled to Japan for a 55th anniversary event for Bloomington Normal's Sister Cities program. He was joined by his partner, and the city bought her airfare. Records show she quickly reimbursed the city. Renner says it's a moot point because she was an official delegate on the trip.
I can't let something like this be a continuing distraction, because I've got a robust agenda to move the city forward and growing the local economy, fixing streets and infrastructure, and I've got to pursue that robust agenda. And when the report's out, then we can continue to move forward without even the slightest distraction.
City Attorney Jeff Juergens declined comment Thursday about whether city code allows for this type of purchase and reimbursement. He referred all inquiries to the state police. A number of Twin City residents say welcome signs meant to be a show of support for immigrants have gone missing from their front lawns. The distinctive colored signs offer welcoming messages in three languages. They became popular earlier this year after President Trump spoke about a crackdown on immigrants and a ban on travelers from certain Muslim-majority countries. Normal pastor Susan Ryder said she woke to find her sign had been removed. Others reported on the Not In Our Town Facebook page that their signs were also gone.
It made me wonder if it had something to do with the events of this weekend in Charlottesville and the responses that have been going on ever since that, whether this was something more serious than a prank and perhaps an intentional action.
Ryder said she wants police to investigate. Bloomington police have arrested a man for a hit and run that has critically injured a bicyclist. A 16-year-old boy remains in critical condition and the family is requesting privacy. In custody is 32-year-old Stephen McEwen for DUI and failing to report an accident with an injury. The collision happened just before 9 Monday evening at the 1400 block of Six Points Road. The boy was life-flighted to Peoria. McLean County board members had braced for a second long discussion over funding for a mental health coordinator and the role of the job, but the issue was passed without a whisper. Board member Chuck Erickson previously had worries about the board giving up too much oversight and authority to the staff job, but Erickson says board chair John McIntyre addressed those concerns.
Well, I'm not going to go into the details of what he said, but I feel like the Behavioral Coordinating Health Council serves an important role in McLean County, but so does the county board. And I think there's the potential for us to work together to get a lot of good done in McLean County.
Last month, the board approved the position, but not the funding. Now, both are in place. Local Republicans are distancing themselves from the McLean County GOP after the party's controversial Facebook post about Charlottesville. Local GOP Chair Chuck Erickson's post sided with President Trump's widely condemned both sides' remarks on Tuesday. More than 100 commenters are reacting to Erickson's post, including Cheryl Gaines. The former Normaltown Council member ran as a Republican last spring for Normal Township Supervisor.
Just trying to say, well, everybody's to blame. Well, no, everybody is not to blame. No, we cannot, any of us, try to normalize any of that or equalize that. That is evil.
Other critics include McLean County State's Attorney Jason Chambers and Normaltown Council member Scott Preston. The long-awaited Bloomington Normal Portillo's officially opened for business Monday after several days of sneak previews. Long lines are a guarantee, but just how much popularity has this generated? To find out, GLT's Ryan Denham sat down with Nate Carpenter from ISU School of Communication. He runs the school's Social Media Analytics Command Center. Carpenter took a closer look at how the new Portillo's measures up and lets out a giggle at the staggering numbers.
20,000 engagements. And so that is people on Facebook who are liking, commenting, reacting, sharing that post. And again, that was 20,000 just about the normal Portillo's announcement alone.
That was Nate Carpenter with the ISU School of Communication Smack Lab speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. Craft beer lovers will soon have a third option if they want to drink local. The Little Beaver Brewery Tap Room and Nano Brewery is expected to open in October on Currency Drive in South Bloomington. It'll be the third craft beer operation to open locally in 2017, joining Distill's Giant Beer Hall and the White Oak Tap Room in West Normal. Little Beaver co-owner Chad Beavers is the mainstay at Brugula Summer Beer Festival. This year's event is Friday and Saturday at the Corn Crib.
You know, in addition to learning more about craft beer and being introduced to new brands and new styles and things like that, you know, you're doing something good for a lot of agencies in the community.
Brugula is organized by the Bloomington Normal JCs. That concludes your news and review. I'm Bailey Steelman with WGLT News.